This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Open for Business. And today we have a SME Innovation Challenge 2015 participants, 17th and 18th finalists, Rent Address and Service Heroes. So welcome back to
both of you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Angeline.
Morning, everyone.
So, you know, congratulations again to be the top 20 finalists. How does it feel to be the top 20?
Good. Obviously. No, I mean, it's definitely quite a journey so far, because I think we're one of the last few finalists to actually be interviewed. So the journey has been really interesting. It's been a really exciting journey. Alliance Bank has actually done a really good job organizing this program.
I think we're just really honored and privileged, you know, honored to be selected among such strong contenders, and privileged that we can mingle and learn from this bunch of wonderful fellow entrepreneurs.
Now, why did you decide to participate in this challenge in the first place?
I think I'm always looking for opportunities to learn and continuously strengthen our business model and position. So we thought that this was a good platform, you know, for us to learn. So I thought decided to apply and give it a shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for those same reasons. And I would like to add that the prize money is quite attractive. So, you know, that definitely helped.
Definitely agree.
And there's a story, right? Because this is not your first time applying.
It's not. So this is actually my second year applying. I got rejected last year. Couldn't even get into the preliminary rounds. Not even selected for the pitching. This round I entered again. So just never give up, people. Never give up.
Now, Xuan, welcome back as well. I spoke to you last year. So, you know, just a recap, tell us about Rent Address and also the progress you've made since last year.
Yeah, thanks, Angeline. Yes, I'm Xuan here from Rent Address. And Rent Address is an e-commerce platform where we actually rent out designer dresses at a fraction of the price, usually at about 10% of its retail price. So it's pretty much like a 90% discount. And we actually deliver all our dresses to consumers for try-ons, for rental. So you don't even have to come to a showroom. We actually target young professionals, so people who are actually busy working, who care about fashion, who care about the quality of the clothes as well, and just want to look good at a cheaper price.
Well, how did you know that this opportunity is here for Malaysia, though? Like, how do you know people want this service?
I didn't know this at all. So initially when I first started, a lot of people were like, you know, Xuan, it's not going to work. Like, you know, Malaysian consumers are not going to be prepared for this. And I was like, hey, you know, there's not much of a risk to actually just test it out. So I just bought a bunch of dresses and I just came up with a website, tested it out, and like revenues just kind of doubled initially every month. And I was like, oh, I think there is a demand.
And so where do you source for these dresses?
We source like about 75% of them from out of country. So like majority of them come from the States. We actually go to the trade shows there right after Fashion Week in New York. We've already gone like 3 times now, I think, since we actually spoke. Mm-hmm. So that's where we actually source our dresses from. We're also expanding our lines to Australian and British labels. And we do work with a few local designers as well to provide like local contemporary wear.
And you get these dresses directly from the designers, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And what happens though if this dress, the dresses were damaged?
Right. So right now we actually have a deposit. So if you actually rent from the website, you actually pay the same amount in rental for the deposit. So for example, if you have a rental of a dress of 150, the deposit is 150. That usually is okay, like enough to cover minor wear and tear or like, you know, stitches that we have to make to mend certain hemming and things like that. So thank God, like really so far, nothing too major. We didn't have to write off a dress completely yet, but usually the deposit covers for it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, and these dresses, how long do they last on your shelves?
So far, we've only had about 2 dresses that we've actually taken off, but we are planning to take a few more off, and we are actually probably going to have a sale for these dresses at a very, very attractive price for people to buy. So do check out our website at rentaddress.com.my and sign up for a newsletter.
Right, and this, you know, sale for this dress that people will be looking forward to.
Yes.
What are your plans, right, for your business? You get this dress, you rent it out, and then you have a sale after. Is that the whole business model?
Yeah, so the business model primarily focuses on the rental part. So a lot of our operations center around the rental part, the rental process. So delivery to customers, having the dresses come back, like QC, QA, repair, laundry. So those are a bulk of where the dresses where we focus on for the dresses. Mm. Not so much the sale. So we don't actually buy them to have this sale at the end of the year or, you know, at the end of its cycle, so to speak. Yeah.
And also, I hear you are now available in Singapore.
Yes, we are. So we've actually expanded there in May. Yeah, and it's been an interesting journey there. Like, the, you see a complete different taste in dresses that people rent. And even consumer behaviors are different as well. Inquiries that come in are different as well. So it's just very, it's very interesting.
Okay. Mm. But how did you see the opportunity in Singapore, though? Because there are a few players available already in Singapore.
Yes, there are. So we actually entered the market around the same time as the others. And it's a more sophisticated sort of taste. Not really taste, but like I mentioned, the styles are different. Mm. And people are not... they are quite familiar with the concept. So a lot of the questions that we get from Malaysian consumers are like, oh, you know, how does this work? Like, you know, would it, if I did this, like, would that happen? Or how do I do this? Whereas in Singapore, they're already familiar. So a lot of them actually proceed to check out immediately. Yeah, which is quite an interesting thing.
Okay. Yeah. And what are your plans, though? Are you planning to open more to more countries regionally?
Yes, so that's definitely the plan in the works. Mm. Yeah, as with most of the contestants,
still undercover. Yeah. I'm not going to reveal my strategy just yet.
Keeping it top secret.
Yes. Okay, up next, we'll catch up with Jason Kang, who is the co-founder of Service Hero. You've been listening to Open for Business with the 17th and 18th finalists for the SME Innovation Challenge 2015. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. You're still listening to Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay. Today, we're catching up with the 17th and 18th finalists. They are Rent a Dress and also Service Hero. So, Jason Kang, this is your first time, but previously we spoke to Carl. So, tell us a little bit about yourself and also Service Hero.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jason from Service Hero. Service spelled S-E-R-V-I-S. So, I'm actually one of the co-founders and CFO of Service Hero. Basically in charge of the finances and the financial planning of our company. But as you know, for a lot of startups, we actually do everything. So I'm also involved in the day-to-day operations and supporting the business development efforts in JB and Singapore. So I started my career in management consulting with Booz & Company in Australia. I worked for a few years in consulting and decided to do my MBA at Oxford last year. And that was where I met my fellow co-founder, Carl. Thought about the idea and decided to start Service Hero at the start of this year.
Mm. So what's Service Hero?
So Service Hero basically is a platform to connect customers to local service providers, like your local cleaners and your local plumbers and electricians. We like to call them heroes. So basically, if you have a cleaning request, a plumbing request, you know, just go onto our platform, make a request. Within a few hours, we provide you with multiple quotes from trusted local service providers. You can then compare prices and ratings and select the best provider for you.
And when you say platform, this is a mobile-only platform?
It's mobile, but we are also moving into a web-based platform as well. Yeah, but it's primarily a mobile app.
Mm. And how is Service Hero different from other available platforms out there?
I think our differentiating factor is the way we create and deliver value for our customers. We are constantly working very hard to implement new technology and processes to make our customer experience better and also make the interaction between our customer and our heroes more efficient. We also think that we're investing a lot in developing very strong relationship with our heroes to ensure the quality of heroes on our platform. And also making sure that we're always pushing the most relevant selection of heroes to our customers.
Okay, what do you think is lacking here? Why is there a need for Service Hero?
I think it's generally a very fragmented market, local services marketplace here in Malaysia. It's quite hard, you know, if you're in Shah Alam and you're looking for a local cleaner and you try to go on Google and look for local cleaners, you can get a lot of cleaners from different parts of Klang Valley, which might not come to your area to service your request. So we think that... we decided that this is such a fragmented market that, you know, there's a space for Service Hero to make a difference. So right now, you know, you basically just tell us what you need and we actually push the relevant service providers to you. So it saves you time and it's a very efficient process for you as well.
Mm. And I know that you've actually made the Malaysian startup history by raising the highest fund. So, you know, what's the secret behind, you know, raising funds?
I really think it boils down to two key things. I think it would be a really solid idea and a great team. So I think we are really solving a real problem here in Malaysia, right? You know, providing a technology-enabled solution to address a very fragmented local services marketplace. And the team that we have pulled together is very strong and diverse. You know, Carl, our CEO, is a very experienced entrepreneur. They've skilled businesses before. And Paul, our CTO, very established, experienced full-stack developer. So I think in general, the team that we have gathered together is very driven and action-oriented. So I think those two key elements gave our investors a lot of confidence to invest and journey with us.
Mm. Now, both of you, Xuan Rent-A-Dress and also Jason from Service Hero, both of your businesses are also available in Singapore, right? Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the differences between the market, Singapore-Malaysian market.
Okay, so I think it's actually quite similar, Singapore and Malaysia. Since we have launched in Singapore over the last few months, we noticed that, you know, our most common categories are actually similar across both marketplaces. So basically, cleaning and aircon servicing are very popular. But if I have to point out the difference, I think the key main difference is that Singapore market is less fragmented, right? From the nature of the fact that Singapore is a lot smaller, a lot more compact, high-dense. So we think our value proposition and our focus in Singapore is ensuring that we're constantly pushing out very high-quality service providers to our customers, because sometimes Singaporeans might want to demand, you know, more efficient service. Mm.
Mm. Yeah, I do agree with Carl on the efficient service part, because I think that... Sorry, I do agree, Jason, on the efficient part, because that's something that we do realize as well. And if we actually take it in good stride, because we actually use that as a best practice for Malaysia then, and make sure that our service here is actually improved to those standards, to make sure that those demands are actually met. And in a way, that's how we can actually improve our services in totality. Yeah.
And because one thing I listen to when I go out for events and meet other entrepreneurs who never started business here, they're looking for opportunities in Malaysia, but they would sort of skip Malaysia and go to Singapore or more other markets that are ready, right? So what made you decide to set up here?
I think being a business and being an entrepreneur is really to solve problems, right, and tackling problems. And we think that Malaysia is a great place to be, but there's also a lot of problems that can be solved. So from our perspective in Service Hero, we think that we're tackling and solving a real problem here, which is a very fragmented local services marketplace. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with problems comes opportunities, and I think which is why Malaysia is a great place to start your business.
Yeah. And I would also like to add to that, for Malaysia and Singapore, the primary difference in terms of the challenges, Malaysia has a very fragmented or challenging operational situation. So we're a wider, like our city is bigger. Surface area that we actually cover is much bigger compared to Singapore. So if you can actually tackle your operational challenges here, you would probably be able to tackle your operational challenges in a lot of other bigger countries as well. Whereas for Singapore, the challenge is really about how you up your service, how you actually service these people with those demands that they actually have. And if you can actually meet those service demands, then you can combine both your service and operational expertise to then, you know, have a really good platform that you can expand.
Okay, and in terms of the entrepreneurship community as a whole here in Malaysia, you know, what else is required for us to up our game?
I think we have a very vibrant entrepreneurial scene in Malaysia. You know, we have Magic that's doing a great job, you know, supporting local startups and building up the startup ecosystem. Even in the city where I come from in JB, there's a group of individuals now. So they're gathering together, you know, to try to create a startup ecosystem, getting opportunities for entrepreneurs, techies and investors to meet and interact. Mm. But if there's one thing that I think that we can improve on in our entrepreneurial landscape here in Malaysia, I think it's our ability to retain talent. I think we're losing some talent out to regional markets, and we need to put a lot more effort to retain talent. And I think that's where Service Hero is trying to do as well, right? I mean, we're creating an opportunity to get people to come and stay with us, you know, and learn.
Yeah. I actually realize that a lot of Malaysians are very creative. So I think the potential to actually be entrepreneurs here is very high. And we have a very good support system like Magic, like Cradle, Alliance Bank, who are actually supporting all these efforts. And I think there could be a lot more, probably a lot more research that people could actually do when they actually start their businesses, because sometimes listening to their ideas are good. I think it's more of, you know, streamlining it to actual action plans and action points for them to actually execute. I think that whole concept is something that budding entrepreneurs probably want to keep in mind.
Yeah. And in terms of training and workshop sessions, you've joined a couple, right? Talent management and so the Growth Wheel session under the Alliance Bank's SME Innovation Challenge. So what have you learned through all these training sessions?
I think I'll just touch on the most recent session that we attended, which was a few days back, which was the Growth Wheel session. I think it was a really good opportunity to really take a step back from the day-to-day running of your business and kind of take a more holistic 360-degree view of your business to really understand where your strengths are and where your weaknesses. And a lot of times when we identify those weaknesses, we then put a lot of efforts to kind of address and work on those. But I also think that we also need to emphasize on our strengths and keep building up on that strengths, because those could be our core competitive advantage, right, for our business to succeed. So I think that was one of my key learnings.
For the growth, yeah. For the talent management, what was a great takeaway from that is that we realized that we are not alone in our businesses with managing talent. So everyone goes through the same issue.
Yep.
And it was a really practical way that Roshan actually conducted his session. It was a lot of role-playing. It was really practical advice and really giving you clarity in terms of what challenges you might actually face in different stages of your growth stage in terms of talent management. And that is really helpful for entrepreneurs who want to get ready for the next stage or even to manage existing talent that they have. And I think one of the more interesting points that he actually really hashed out was the conflict management, or how we actually address challenging issues, because, you know, in Asia, it's quite natural for people to keep things in and, you know, not as confrontational. So he actually introduce good ways and solutions to address these issues.
Okay, it's trying to, you know, face the conflict face on and not let it fester.
Exactly.
Which is quite a common thing in Malaysia.
Yeah.
And the golden question, you know, if you win the grand prize, 250,000, it could be more. So what would you do if you win?
Buy more dresses.
For yourself?
No, just kidding. Just kidding. We are, I think I mentioned this before, we are first and foremost, I see ourselves as a tech-based company before that is a fashion-related product. And a lot of the funds would actually go into improving our technology as well as HR, because you can't do anything without a great team and innovative technology.
So for Service Hero, I think we'll focus on three key things. Basically, we want to invest in strengthening our relationship with our heroes by improving and developing new tools for them to better engage with their customers. We would love to also increase our brand awareness and also expand our category selections, because, you know, the demands of our customers are always changing all the time.
Well, wish you all the best.
Thank you.
We only have a couple of weeks left to know who will be the winner for the SME Innovation Challenge 2015. Do tune in to us next week as well. We'll be catching up with the final two, the 19th and 20th. So stay tuned. And thank you, Chu Hui Xuan from Rent Address and also Jason Kang from Service Hero BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.